massive hotel data breach.
Affecting a half billion Starwood guests.
President signs NAFTA replacement.
All of our countries will benefit greatly.
New face of airport security.
You don't need your boarding pass or your passport.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. The word came just this morning of a huge data breach affecting half a billion guests who used a major hotel chain. We're live with CBS's Gary Nunn.
Marriott says its worldwide Starwood guest reservation database was hacked, potentially exposing personal information on guests dating back as long as 4 years. Up to 500 million people may be affected. Marriott says someone copied and encrypted a trove of information, including names, passport numbers, email addresses, and possibly credit card information. Law enforcement has been notified of the breach, which was discovered earlier this month, and a call center has been set up for anyone who believes they might be at risk. Steve?
Well, President Trump's tweets this morning have mocked the Russia investigation. They come while he's in Argentina for the G20 summit. Trade dominates the discussions. CBS's Steve Dorsey is there. He joins us live.
Steve, let's start with those tweets this morning where the president defended himself as a developer with only a passing interest in a Russian building project. It comes after he canceled a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, who arrived here this morning. Meanwhile, the president joining the leaders of Mexico and Canada to sign a revamped NAFTA deal.
In the United States, the new trade pact will support high-paying manufacturing jobs and promote greater access for American exports across the range of sectors.
The deal still needs to be approved by Congress. Live in Buenos Aires, Steve Dorsey, CBS News.
Well, lawyers for President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, head to court for a hearing today. His plea deal fell apart after the special counsel accused him of lying. Yesterday, former Trump attorney Michael Cohen pleaded guilty to lying to Congress. CBS's Paula Reed.
With so many Trump campaign associates lying about their contacts with Russia that were otherwise legal. I mean, you have Michael Cohen, you have Michael Flynn, Paul Manafort, Richard Gates, George Papadopoulos. And the special counsel is looking at all of these contacts at a time when Russia was trying to sabotage the U.S. election. These are people who are lying to Congress or federal investigators, risking jail time to lie about these contacts. The big question is why.
A border chase turned deadly near San Diego. Speeds topped more than 100 miles an hour as a pickup trying to elude border agents crashed.
The vehicle subsequently rolled over. Most of the occupants that were in the back of the pickup truck were ejected out of the vehicle.
Travis Garrow of the California Highway Patrol says 3 people were killed, 8 others injured. Outside a home in Tucson, a deadly exchange. Police Chief Chris Magnus.
A U.S. Marshal was shot and killed while serving a felony warrant for stalking a law enforcement officer.
A suspect is in custody. Now to Alabama, CBS's Mark Strassman says there's been an arrest in the case of a mall shooting last week. In the aftermath on Thanksgiving, police shot and killed an African-American man.
Investigators say 20-year-old Aaron Brown is the gunman who started the shooting at an Alabama shopping mall on Thanksgiving night. U.S. Marshals acting on tips arrested him on Thursday.
We're doing this vigil tonight in memories of Mr. Bradford Jr., a man god.
Overnight, crowds gathered at a city park in Birmingham to remember E.J. Bradford Jr. April Pipkins is Bradford's mother.
I am going to do everything within my power to make sure my son's death was not in vain.
Bradford's family is urging investigators to release evidence about the shooting, including video from the officer's body camera.
3 St. Louis cops have been indicted for allegedly beating an undercover officer during a protest last year. A 4th faces charges for conspiring to cover it all up. Tony Rothard is legal director of the Missouri ACLU.
This can be the beginning of change for the city of St. Louis and its police department, or it can be an excuse to change nothing and just blame four rogue officers.
Text messages suggested the officers were looking for an excuse to beat people in the crowd. The rains came to California from the northern part of the state to the south, causing problems just after deadly and destructive wildfires. CBS's Carter Evans is in Malibu.
It's a big concern to burn areas like this because in the mountains around here, there's just not much left to hold the dirt in place. Now, heavy downpours across Southern California prompted flash flood warnings and mandatory evacuations for about 4,000 homes. Once the rain slowed, piles of mud, ash, and debris blocked several roads. Highways were slick. There were a lot of accidents.
But no apparent major damage to homes in most areas. The latest wrinkle in airport security focuses on the flyer's face, as we hear from CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Face the camera, ma'am.
Flyers are checking in to the future.
Look right there for me.
At Atlanta's International Terminal.
Smile for the camera.
Starting tomorrow, Terminal F will be the nation's first fully biometric airport experience, allowing passengers to just use their face at a kiosk to check bags at the counter, go through security.
Sir, I'll get you right here.
And even board flights. The system takes a picture and compares it against a digital copy of a traveler's passport photo, stored in a secure Customs and Border Protection database of people flying that day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It takes as little as 2 seconds.
Detroit's airport will get the technology next. The pill was a contraceptive breakthrough for women. For men, perhaps it could be a gel that's being tested right now. CBS's Dr. Tara Narula says it blocks the hormones responsible for sperm production.
It's going to be applied to the skin of the upper arms and shoulders daily. And so in this study, the men are going to apply this every day, and they're going to monitor them for a couple months to make sure that their sperm production count goes down. And the hope is that the sperm production decreases, but it doesn't affect their libido or have other side effects.
Does it count? That's the question that'll be decided today in Alaska about a mystery ballot that turned up on a table at a Fairbanks voting precinct. It was found on election day but never tallied. It could break a tie in a state House race, and if the Democrat wins, it would set off a battle for control of the House, which would be evenly divided. Movies can make us laugh. They can make us cry. And as we hear from CBS's Jim Taylor, sometimes they can leave a lasting impact.
Some films are so original, everything that comes after seems derivative.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
Researchers at the University of Turin, Italy, calculating influence scores for 47,000 films based on how each film has been referenced by subsequent movies. Number one, most influential, The Wizard of Oz.
I welcome you so much, Kidland.
Followed by Star Wars. And then, Psycho. Study results published in the Journal of Applied Network Science. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, the 30th of November, 2018. The broadcast was produced this week by Paul Ferry and Julia Weaver. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.